Okay, well, yes, it's afternoon. It's like 12:16 on, what is this, Thursday the 16th. Okay, that works out. January 16th, 2019, 12:16 in the afternoon. I wouldn't get off my seat. I wouldn't get out of my chair until I got my words done today. Because trying to fit them in later in the day just does not work. So I got the words down and I got involved in a conversation about contest judging, which I'm going to do my best not to talk about. Well, I had to get out and do the walk today. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday. Well, I know I'm not going to do it Saturday or Sunday, but tomorrow's the day I drive down to Colorado Springs. My daughter and I will participate in Cosine. But we need to be down there relatively early in the afternoon, which means we need to leave here mid-morning. I'm hoping to get out by 10, which means if I'm going to walk, I have to walk before 9. And I really want to get my words done before I get down there. I'm expecting I'm going to have to relax my standards a bit for a couple of days. I may not get 2,000 words. But I'm at 45,000, and I only need to be at 30, 32. 16 times 2. Times 2,000. So I'm ahead of the curve. I'm ahead of the goal for the month. I'm good with that. I still need to put in a minimum word count for each of those days that I'm down there, but I could do that. And in fact, when EJ and I travel, we frequently put in. We go for breakfast early and then come back and put in an hour's worth of writing while we're waiting for programming to start. And it's not unusual for us to go back to the room and put in some time in the evening as well. Particularly if it looks like, you know, there's nothing interesting happening around the hotel in the evening. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. So once more, morning gets front-loaded with words, and then we move on. So we have to be there in time for me to do a panel at 4 o'clock. Social media, I think. Karen sent back Cape Grace. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I suspect it's her usual amount of red ink and commentary. I'm actually quite surprised at how quickly she's turned it around, given that she's only been working on it like a week. So now I got to poke Jesse and get the covers that I need to publish it. And then we'll see what happens. I've got... What I want to do is get Wizard's Butler, the post beta reader feedback incorporated. I continue to be somewhat surprised by the things that people point out, but I suppose I have trained them to look for particular things, and when those particular things don't happen, or when stuff happens in violation of those expectations, there's a certain amount of pushback. I stop. Roll through the stop sign, paused for a moment in the middle of the intersection, and then continued. Okay. Rock on with your bad self. This is Thursday. I need to do a grocery run. I should probably do it before dinner, because otherwise I don't have anything to fix for dinner. I'd forgotten that until just that minute. It's like, gosh, I knew I needed to go, but it's like, do I need to go? Do I need to go today? And the answer is, yeah, actually, you do. You need to go this afternoon. You need to go before dinner time. See if I can find something to fix for dinner. Get some frozen dinners for them to eat while I'm gone. I need a fresh loaf of bread. I hope that ticking isn't coming through. I'm hearing a ticking in my earpiece. It's two wires bumping against each other in my journal on here. Let's see if I can adjust it a little bit so it's not ticking. Perhaps if I put the recorder in my pocket so it's not swinging. Okay, there we go. It's chilly this morning. I put 42 on the picture because I thought that's what it said when I left the house. Official temperature is 27, and I have to say it feels more like 27 than 42. I'm not seeing my breath, so it's probably not 27. I'm pushing hard this morning. Well, this afternoon. I want to get back. I got stuff to do. I have to pack. It's like packing is going to be a major undertaking. No, not really. It's going to be like, okay, throw a spare pair of jeans, three pair of skivvies, and a couple pair of socks, sweatshirt, pajamas, move. So it's not going to be big. It's not going to be a big deal. It's only 3 days. That's really only two nights. So it's okay, fine. I need to go through and make sure that my small machine, my travel machine, is correctly outfitted. I'm going to put my word count software on it so that I can keep track of what I'm doing each day. make sure the password safe is up to date. Excuse me. I need to get something else to eat. I had breakfast at 6. It's afternoon. I'm feeling a tad peckish. I put my hood back and now my ears are freezing. I'm not gonna pick it back up again. I haven't, in the last 24 hours, I haven't had a lot of time to read. In fact, I don't think I read anything in the last 24 hours. It took me until nearly 10 o'clock last night to get my words. Finally, there was a lot of frustration that I had to overcome. There was a lot of distraction that I had to overcome. There were a lot of things happening in the house that required my, not just my attention, but my presence as well. So yesterday was kind of a problem. I had several meetings in the afternoon. So yeah. Morning. Afternoon, I guess, is the right response. Force of habit. Did I hit the monk post? I'm not going back. I don't remember doing it, but that doesn't mean anything because short-term memory is, along with executive function, is one of the problems of ADHD. The Dark Knight station is coming along. That's at, 26,000 words? Something like that. I'm at 45 grand for the month and for the year, coincidentally. 95 days in my streak, 260 something thousand words. Maintaining the average is the goal. It's because if I'm maintaining my average, I'm writing something. And in theory, it's something that I can turn into a book and publish. So I'm looking at least 4, possibly 5 or 6, maybe as many as 7 this year. That would be awesome. But it's going to require me to maintain the 2K a day, right in the morning, and do what you want in the afternoon. Except I can't do what I want in the afternoon anymore because I've got work I've got to do. I've got production work to get the beta, post-beta draft of Wizard put together. And then doing Cape Grace, getting that ready while I wait for Jesse to finally give me the covers. I can tell the Wizard cover designer that I'm gonna have that book back in a week. It may turn out I publish Wizard before I publish Cape Grace. That would be amusing. I've already got people asking when is the audio gonna be ready for Cape Grace. I don't know because it's not in the audio queue at the moment. I'm trying to give Dan Sawyer a chance to get Tennis Fairport put together before I do anything with any new books. In terms of audio. So I don't know, we'll see what happens, we'll see how it goes. It's chilly this morning. I'm walking up by the park. There is blue sky up there. There was very little blue sky when I came out, but it looks like the sun is burning through some of the high thin clouds. It looked almost overcast when I started about 40 minutes ago. It's just looking a little bluer now. Good morning. Well, good afternoon. I'm getting some good feedback on the newsletter. It's like I asked people the silly question this month was, what do you think you'll do this year to make yourself a better you? And a lot of people are, you know, the usual kinds of things. But I got this. There's a couple of Tai Chi fans that are going to be sort of trying to push that ahead. I've got some people who are practicing gratitude for the new year, which is an interesting and highly valued and valuable pursuit. There's some interesting feedback coming in. And I'm still getting beta readers. I've pretty much got the gist of beta reading. The people who like it really like it. The people who are sort of iffy have a whole bunch of different things that they're iffy about. I'll suggest that if I offer you a book that's not something you normally read, that you not accept a beta read for it, because you're not going to like it. Just saying. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then, but it's more likely that I won't talk to you till Monday.